restaurant?
Great. We are good. It reminds me.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your helps. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. We thank you for your interventions. Thank you for how you answer our prayers. Thank you, Jesus, for your promises that are coming to pass in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for beautifying our lives with good things. Thank you for your honor that you have placed on us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your mighty hand that is enforcing your will to happen in our lives and situations. Thank you for controlling the affairs of our lives to agree with your desires and plans. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for making impossible things possible unto us. Thank you for making difficult things easy for us to achieve. Thank you, Lord, for leading us through the path of your righteousness. Into a glorious destination. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your grace that is sufficient unto us. Thank you for your helps that we have received on every side. Thank you for healing everything the enemy have damaged in our lives. Thank you for restoring the things the enemy have stolen from us. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your mighty hand that is fighting our battles. Thank you, Lord, for giving us blessings that we don't even deserve. Be thou glorified forever in Jesus' name. We are so grateful, Lord, for we know that you have created and ordained a glorious future for us. And we know that you will take us into that future. Thank you, Lord. Father, we have come together to seek your face this night. I ask, O God, your mercy. Look upon everyone that will be here tonight seeking you and praying. Oh Lord, in your mercy, look upon us and help us in Jesus' name. According to your great mercies, Father, touch our lives from your throne. Do mighty works to deliver us. Do mighty works to save us. Do mighty works to elevate us. Do mighty works to heal us, O God. Uproot from our lives everything you have not planted, and release into our lives every blessing we already due to have received by now. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I believe that the Lord is here for you. Amen. I believe the Lord is here to help you, to heal, and to deliver. We're going to take some worship songs before we go into prayer points. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you glory. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. We praise you, we praise you, oh Lord. We praise you, we praise you, oh Lord. In doing one more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, Lord. In our lives, we see what you're doing one more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. King of glory, we worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. King of Israel, we worship you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name, Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. King of glory, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting. To everlasting, we will praise you from everlasting. everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Lord, we will worship you from everlasting. Jesus, everlasting to everlasting. We will worship you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will love you. We will love you from everlasting. Jesus, everlasting to everlasting. We will love you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will serve you. We will serve you from everlasting. Savior, everlasting to everlasting. We will serve you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. For this God, the King of Glory, is our God. Forever and ever, he shall be our God. He shall be our God from now, even to the end. Hallelujah, Hosanna. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands, so we lift up holy hands in one accord. We are singing, singing, blessed be the name. Hallelujah, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. He's alive, amen. He's alive, Jesus, he's alive. Forever, he's alive, amen. He's alive, amen. In our lives, Jesus, he's alive. Forever, he's alive, amen. Do you know why I believe in Jesus? Do you know why he's so great? After 3 days, he rose from the dead. I've never seen a God who rose from the dead like Jesus Christ. That is why he is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead, he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ, he's the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Our King be lifted up. Hosanna. Sing Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna. Sing Hosanna. Hosanna. Jesus in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna. Be lifted higher, higher, be lifted higher. Jesus, you be lifted higher, oh, higher, higher. Believe that higher, Jesus, you believe that higher, King of glory, higher, believe that higher, let our King be lifted up. Let our King be lifted up. Let our King be lifted up. Oh, Hosanna.
Hallelujah. Begin to worship Him, exalt Him, magnify Him, glorify Him, worship Him, worship Him, praise Him. Worshiping the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles. Give Him praise, give Him glory, give Him honor, give Him adoration. Worship the God of heaven and the earth. Worship the King of Israel. Worship the Lord who was and is to come. The rock of Israel, the rock of our salvation, the rock, our fortress, the rock, our defense. Worship Him, praise Him. Let the rock of our salvation be exalted. Exalt Him, worship Him. O Lord of hosts, we praise You, for You are the Lord. You are the Most High. You are greater than all. You are wiser than all. You are better than all. We praise You, Father. We worship You for who You are. For there is none like You, Lord. And no one can be like You. From You comes the abundance of helps, abundance of health, of healings, abundance of supplies, of provisions. From You comes abundance of grace and mercies. We praise You, Lord. For no one can touch us as You do. No one can help us as You do. No one
can deliver us as you do. For holy you is our Redeemer and Helper. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. Glorify yourself in this place. Magnify yourself in this place. Reveal the greatness of you. Thank you for who you are in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped Him and have praised Him. Amen. We are going to take this thanksgiving prayer to the Lord. You're going to say, Father, thank you for always being there for me. Thank you for always being there for me. Every time I need you, you are always there. Thank you for always being there. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to thank Him like that. Say, oh Lord, thank you for always being there. Thank you for always being there. When I needed your touch, you always appear to touch me. Whenever I needed your help, you always come to help me. Whenever I needed strength, you always come to strengthen me. Whenever I needed support, provisions, supplies, you always come to meet my needs. Say, Father, thank you for always being there for me. Thank you for always coming to me. Thank you for always healing me, helping me. Thank you for always protecting me, for always preserving me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You have never left me for once. You have never forsaken me. You have never forgotten me. You are always there for me. Thank you for always being there for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going Prinzip Hannah. According to your great mercies, visit my life and do new things. Visit my life and do new things in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, according to your great mercies, according to your great mercies, according to your great mercies, visit my life. Do new things. Do new things. Do something new. Visit my life. Do new things. Things that I have not seen before. What eyes have not seen. What ears have not heard. The things that have never come to the imaginations of men. The things that have never appeared in the thoughts of men. Oh Lord, according to your great mercies, do those beautiful things in my life. Do those wonderful things in my life. Do those glorious things in my life. Do new things in my life. Do new things in my life. Do new things in my life. In the name of Jesus, according to your great mercy, according to your great mercy, I believe you're praying. Do new things. Do new things. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. My question to you is the Lord the reason behind your desire for greatness? Yeah, that is my question to you. Is the Lord the reason behind your desire for greatness? Your desire for riches, for wealth, your desire for prosperity. Is the Lord the reason behind that desire? Yeah, if the Lord is not the reason behind it, you might not have that greatness. Yeah, some people are praying that God make them great. But they never have God in mind as they pray those prayers. Yeah, meaning that they don't intend to glorify God with the greatness they're asking for. Yeah. So what is the reason behind your desire for more money? Why are you asking that God bless you with more money? Why are you asking that God make you great? If the Lord is not the reason for those requests, then you might never have those requests granted. Yeah, so if you have no thoughts of glorifying God with the greatness you're asking for, then God and heaven will not give you that greatness. Yeah, so as we are praying right now, begin to check your heart. Yeah, and begin to make right your intentions. Your intentions. Your reasons for asking God to bless you. Begin to make those intentions right. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I am willing to glorify you in the earth. I am willing to glorify your name in the earth. Lord, put me on great platforms so that I can glorify you more. Elevate my life so that in that position I can glorify you more. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I am willing to glorify your name in the earth. I am willing to glorify your kingdom in the earth. Oh Lord, elevate me. Put me on great platforms. Give me greatness so that I can use it to glorify you in the earth. Give me greatness so that I can use it to glorify you in the earth. As you are praying this prayer, begin to correct your intentions. What you would do with God's blessings, the things you would do with God's blessings, begin to get them right in your mind as you pray this prayer. Yeah, begin to get those intentions right. Say, Father, I am willing to glorify your name in the earth. I am willing to honor your name in every way I find myself. Lord, put me on great platforms so that I can glorify you more. Put me on great platforms. Promote me. Elevate me. Make me great. Make me great in riches. Make me great in wealth, so that I can use them to glorify you in the earth. For I am willing to glorify you. I am willing to glorify you. I am willing to magnify you in the earth. Make me great in prosperity, in successes. Make me great. Make me great, O Lord, so that I can glorify you with that greatness, so that I can glorify you with that greatness. Thank you, Lord. Make me great. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I realize that there are simple things that many Christians still cannot understand. Yeah. Do you really understand what it means to glorify God in the earth? Yeah, what does it mean to glorify God in the earth? To glorify God actually means that you, how will I put it now? It means that yourself is taken out of the picture. Yeah, it means you take yourself out of the picture and you lift up God and Him alone. To glorify God means that you are doing certain things because of God and not because of yourself. That is what it means to glorify God. It means you are saying certain things. You are giving certain things. You are doing certain things because of God and not because of you. So we cannot say that we have glorified God when ourselves is still in the picture. Yeah, God is glorified when we are out of the picture. When everything we are doing is no longer because of us, but because of Him. Yeah. Then have you asked yourself, why am I doing this job that I am doing? This job that I am doing and getting salary. Why am I doing this job? Is it because of God or because of yourself? So what amount of your salary goes to God? Yeah, after you have collected the salary or the income, whatever you do to get money, what amount of that money goes to God? So that is how you glorify God. Yeah. When you do things because of Him, not because of yourself. Yeah, that is how God is glorified. When you live for Him and not for yourself. So I look at the lives of many Christians, and I see how God is not being glorified in their lives. Even in their talks, the way they talk, in their thoughts, in their money, in their spending, in their dressings, in their lifestyle, I see how God is not glorified. And these people, they are asking God to make them great, but they are not ready to glorify Him in their lives. I pray you're not like that. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, teach me how to glorify, or teach me to glorify you with my life. Teach me to glorify you with my life, with the position you have placed me, with the blessings you have given me. Teach me, Lord, to glorify you so that those blessings can increase. The more we glorify God with our life, the more our lives increase. The more you glorify God with your ministry, with your calling, the more God keeps blessing that ministry, the more you keep prospering. Yeah. The more you glorify God in your business, in your career, the more it will increase. Yeah. So you're going to say, Lord, teach me to glorify you. Teach me to glorify you, because I want to increase. I want to be great. Teach me, Lord, to glorify you with my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Say, Lord, teach me to glorify you. Teach me to glorify you. Teach me, Lord, to glorify you with all my life. With all my life. With all my life. It becomes difficult for God to heal your body when that body is not glorifying him. Yeah, it becomes difficult for God to touch your body and heal you when that body is not glorifying him. When that body is not pure, is not holy, then God don't even want to touch it. So Lord, teach me to glorify you with all my life. With all my life. Teach me to take self out of the picture of my life. Teach me to live for you. Teach me to live for you and not for myself. That is how to glorify God. So Lord, teach me to live for you and not for myself. Teach me to live for you. Teach me to glorify you with all my life, with all my soul, with all my spirit, with all my heart. Teach me, Father. Because I want to increase. I want you to make me great. I want to glorify you. Teach me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. I'm so passionate to see all of you become great. Yeah. I'm so passionate, and maybe I'm even more passionate than you are passionate for greatness. I am so passionate. I really want you to be great. Yeah, but I don't know the kind of heart that you have towards God. Maybe that is why you are not yet, or you have not yet been given greatness. Yeah, because it is easy for God to give greatness to those who really love Him and want to please Him. Yeah. So maybe something is wrong with your heart. Yeah. Maybe something is wrong with your love for God. So you're going to pray. God really wants to make you great and prosperous. Yeah. But if our heart is not right with Him, He don't want to bless us with greatness. Because if He does that, He would create more problems for Himself. He would create problems for His kingdom. Yeah, because when you give wealth, for instance, to someone with a wrong heart, that person will do terrible things with that wealth. Yeah. Evil will multiply because someone with a wrong heart was given wealth by God. That person will use those wealth to glorify the devil. Yeah, and to cause more problems for God. So that is why God searches the hearts of men before He releases certain level of blessings. I don't know if you are getting my point. Yeah, look at COVID-19. I'm sure you remember the COVID-19 pandemic that happened in the year 2020. Yeah. That agenda was sponsored by world billionaires. That evil agenda, because the virus never occurred from nature. The virus was created in the laboratory to kill millions of people, including the vaccines. Yeah, they created the virus, they created the vaccines to kill people. Yeah, they even withheld the right treatments so that more people can die. And the people behind it were billionaires, so they used their money to kill millions of people. Yeah. So if they do not have that money, they wouldn't have been able to execute that demonic agenda. I don't know if you're getting my point. Yeah. So God is very careful about who He will make great. Yeah, because He knows how wicked the heart of men are. The Bible says that the heart of a man is desperately wicked, and the heart of a man is deceitful. Yeah, so you are going to pray. So I've seen Christians that it is their heart, the state of their heart, that is the reason why God have refused to make them great and prosperous. Not because they are not fasting enough, not because they are not praying enough, not because they are not giving enough, but because of the state of their heart. Yeah, so you are going to pray about the state of your heart. Yeah, because I really want God to make you great. Yeah, but I don't know the state of your heart towards God and towards others. Yeah, only God knows. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I humble my heart before you. I surrender my heart to you, my soul to you. Oh Lord, create in me the kind of heart that will qualify me for the greatness you want to give me. Yeah. Say, Lord, create in me the kind of heart that will qualify me for greatness. Create in me that kind of heart. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. God still make people great. Yeah. God still make people wealthy. He, just as he did in the scriptures, he's still doing it now. Yeah, but he's checking our hearts. Yeah. Say, Lord, I humble my heart before you. I surrender my soul unto you. Create in me the right heart. I don't know if you mean this prayer point. I mean, this prayer we are praying right now. I don't know if you really mean it. Say, Lord, create in me the right heart that will qualify me for the greatness you intend to give me. Create in me the right heart. Some people, they are so proud. And that is why God will never give them greatness, because they will oppress others. For they have a proud heart. So they will oppress others. They will use others for selfish gain and interest. Say, Lord, create in me the right heart that will qualify me for the greatness you have decided to give me. The greatness you intend to give me. Lord, create in me the right heart. Some Christians are very greedy, very covetous. They are never satisfied with whatever God gives them per time. They are always looking at the successes and prosperity of others. They're always competing with others. And that is why God refused to lift them up. Ask God to create in you the right heart. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Oh, we are still praying. Another thing that is very important. To qualify for greatness from God, is faithfulness and commitment. Faithfulness and commitment. Yeah, faithfulness to what God has instructed, what God has commanded. Faithfulness to doing the will of God. Faithfulness and commitment and consistency. So meaning that after you have known the will of God, you are doing it faithfully and consistently. You are not stopping at any time. Like, and you are not ready to stop. You are doing the will of God consistently with full commitment. Yeah, even when it is easy, you did not stop doing the will of God. And even when it is difficult, you did not stop doing the will of God. You commit yourself to doing what God wants. That will qualify you for greatness. Yeah. That thing that you have been doing for God, you continue to do it. And some believers, they are waiting for the pastor, the church leader, to come and beg them before they contribute money towards the things of God. Yeah. Greatness is not for people like that. Yeah. Greatness is not for Christians that you have to motivate and beg and plead with them before they commit themselves to the will of God, to doing the will of God. Greatness is not for Christians like that. Yeah. Yeah. So you need to be faithful and committed. Yeah, you need to be ready to continue to do what you have set your heart to do for God, irrespective of whatever is going on in your life or whatever is happening around you. If you can do that, your greatness is sure. I know what I'm talking about, because I'm a living example. Yeah. I'm a living example of faithfulness and commitment to doing the will of God. And also I'm a living example of experiencing the greatness that followed. I mean, after I did those things and I continue to do them, eventually I got the greatness that follows such faithfulness and commitment. Yeah, I got the greatness that follows such faithfulness and commitment. So if you just do something for some 3 months, and then you feel like, I think I'm tired, I'm going to stop. That is wrong. If you really want God to make you great, you just do some things for God. You do some will of God just for maybe some few weeks, few months, and then you just stop. You say, I'm tired. Then greatness is not for you. Greatness is for those that are not ready to stop doing the will of God. So you are going to pray. You have to be faithful and committed. Yeah. You have to be faithful. Yeah. And you have to, how do I say it? You have to be faithful and not ready to stop being faithful. Yeah, you have to be faithful with a mind that is determined not to stop being faithful and committed to God and to doing the will of God. So you are going to pray. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, Father, I am willing to be faithful and committed to doing your will, irrespective of whatever happens to me. Lord, help me. See, I am willing to be faithful and committed to doing your will. Lord, help me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, I am willing to be faithful and to remain faithful. I am willing to be committed and to remain committed. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. If you are not faithful, you will not be faithful. God will not be faithful to you. If you are not committed to Him, He will not commit Himself to you. Say, Lord, I am willing to be faithful. I am willing to be committed to doing all the things that glorify you, to doing all your will. Oh, Lord, help me. That is how you qualify for greatness. God is going to watch your level of faithfulness and commitment. He's going to test your faithfulness and commitment. Yeah, and he can test you for 5 years. Yeah, he can test you. Maybe for 3 years, I don't know. Yeah, it's going to test you to be sure of your heart towards Him before the greatness will now come. Yeah. Say, Lord, I am willing to be faithful. I am willing to be committed to doing all your will, both when it is convenient and when it is not convenient. Oh, Lord, help me. Oh, Lord, help me. I don't know if you really are passionate about this prayer. Say, Lord, help me. Because it is sure, I know what I'm talking about. It is so sure that you will be great if you can remain faithful and committed to your vows. If you can remain faithful and committed to doing the things you have set your heart to do for God, to doing His will, I am so sure that you will be great. There's no doubt that you've been great. Yeah. But the problem is, are you ready for a journey of 100% faithfulness and commitment to God? Ask Him to help you. Say, Lord, I am willing to be faithful and committed to everything that glorifies you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, just like I said earlier, that this faithfulness and commitment I'm talking about is the type that you are ready to continue to do it. So, meaning that there is no thought in your heart to stop at any given time. I mean, you are not willing to stop. Yeah. That's the kind of faithfulness and commitment that qualifies a man to receive greatness from God. Yeah, because I know some of you I've been thinking, all this while I've been doing all these things, nothing has changed. I've been doing all these things for God. I've been giving sacrificially. I've been doing that, doing this. Yeah, but nothing has changed. That thought is wrong for someone that wants to qualify for greatness. You must not think like that. So if you think like that, it disqualifies you. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Thinking like that already disqualifies you. So you must not think like that. Yeah, that was why I said that from the onset of your faithfulness, you must begin with a mind that is not willing to stop. Yeah. So meaning that even if it's getting difficult, you still are not ready to stop. Even if it appears like you're not getting anything in return. Yeah, because some Christians, they do things for God to get something in return. They are like doing transaction with God. Yeah, they're saying, God, I'm doing this because I want something in return. That is for baby Christians, not for matured Christians. Yeah. Mature Christians don't do that. They have grown beyond that level. Yeah, of course, something will come from God in return. But that must not be the reason why you do the things you are doing for God. I don't know if you're understanding what I'm saying. Yeah, so you must begin this faithfulness and commitment to God with a mind that is not ready to stop. Even when it appears as if there is nothing coming out of what you are doing. Even when it appears as if nothing is coming out. Like there's no rewards. There is no fruitfulness or no blessings. You still must not stop. Yeah. You still must not you must still do it with a mind that is not ready to stop. Yeah. A mind that is not going to stop. So you're going to pray. Yeah. I know you might think, oh, this is hard. This is not easy. Yes, it's not easy, but that is what will qualify you for greatness. Yeah, because God is watching you. He's testing you. So you're going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, help me to go back to doing the things I used to do for you before. Yeah. Help me to go back to doing them. And give me strength to never stop doing them. Yeah, I hope you get the prayer point. I'm going to say, Father, help me to go back to doing the things I used to do for you before. And give me strength to never stop doing them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Nejehate sabashigaragala. Thank you, Lord. Nahashte gete genebalashta. Nahandi jihese senegejina. Lord, help me to go back to those good things I used to do for you before, and give me strength to never stop doing them. 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 In the name of Jesus. Help me, Father. Help me, Father, to go back to doing those things that pleases you that I used to do before. Help me to go back. And help me not to stop anymore. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I said that glorifying God means you take yourself out of the picture. Glorifying God means you stop living for yourself and for your interest and pleasures and benefits, and you live for God alone. Yeah, that is what it means. You know, Jesus made a statement. He said, Father, glorify your Son so that your Son may glorify you. Yeah, have you read that in the scripture before? Jesus was praying to God. He said, God, glorify me. He said, glorify your Son so that your Son may glorify you. Yeah, now if you want the glory that God created with you from your mother's womb, if you want that glory to rise and shine, yeah, because every man that is born into this world is born with a glory from from God, if you want that glory to rise and shine, then you have to fulfill that principle. It has to be because you want to glorify God. So God will glorify you because you want to glorify God. Yeah, some people think it's just about fastings, prayers, and all forms of spiritual exercises. If I do this, if I do that, my glory will shine. If I pray like this, pray like that. Pray deliverance prayers, pray warfare prayers, my glory will rise and shine. Of course, those prayers and those fastings are needed. But if your heart is not set at glorifying God, God will not glorify you. Yeah. That glory will not shine. Yeah. It will not shine. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, yeah, we want to pray that prayer Jesus prayed. Just exactly. Because I know that in your heart, you want to glorify God. Yeah. So you're going to say, Father, glorify me with the glory that followed me into this world from my mother's womb. Because I want to glorify you in the earth. Do you get that prayer point? Say, Father, glorify me with the glory that I was born with from my mother's womb. Because I want to glorify you in the earth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Jehate kede jenabala. Mahandeshte atesu salashtada. Dihashendele and dishenegenea. Say, Lord, glorify me with the glory that came with me from my mother's womb. For I am willing to glorify you. I am willing to magnify you. I am willing to live for you. Oh Lord, glorify me with that glory. Thank you, Lord. Glorify me with that glory. There is a glory that came with you into the world. Say, Father, glorify me with that glory. Glorify me with that glory. Glorify my ministry. Glorify my calling. Glorify my career. Glorify my destiny. With the glory that came with me into this world. For I am ready to glorify you. I am ready to glorify you. I am ready. Thank you, Father. I am ready. I am ready. God is hearing as you're praying this prayer. He's listening to you. And he's going to answer if you are actually willing to glorify him. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? If we want to glorify God, we must be willing to wait on God. We must be willing to be patient. Yeah, we must be willing to be patient. Yeah, there was a time the Holy Spirit was showing me how lack of patience is equal to witchcraft. To rebellion, lack of patience. Yeah. And the Holy Spirit was asking me, he said, why would a man not want to wait patiently for God's promises to happen? Yeah. And he began to answer the question himself. Is that number one? It means that man don't trust God. Don't trust that God is true. Yeah, and then number two, he said it means that man has another intention. Yeah. That man have a different will from the will of God. Yeah. So if you really want to do the will of God, you will be patient. Yeah, you will wait. Yeah, so people find it difficult to wait on God because they have another will. Yeah. They have another intention. Yeah, they wants to please themselves and not God. Yeah. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. So let's say, for instance, you're waiting for a loaf of bread to come from somebody. Yeah. And you have no other option. You have no money to go and buy if that person delays. You have no other person to call to bring a bread for you if that person delays. Now, the question is, won't you wait for that person if there is no other option? Yeah. You are waiting for someone to deliver a loaf of bread to you. And there is no other option. So it is either the person delivers it or you starve. Yeah, because there is no other option. Yeah. So that is what the Holy Spirit was showing me. So he said people find it difficult to wait because they have another agenda. They have other options. Yeah, that is why they can't wait for God. They can't wait for God's promises. So they are thinking about other things they can do to fix the situation. Yeah. So, and according to God, he said that is not different from witchcraft. Yeah. Because that is rebellion. Because it means you are saying God is a liar, the one who has promised. Yeah. And then it means you are saying that you are not ready to please him. Yeah. Since he did not come in time. Since his promises did not happen in time. Yeah. So I realized that we can't glorify God if we are not patient. Yeah. We can't glorify God if we are not patient. It's impossible. We must be ready to wait on God to glorify him. Failure to wait on him means you don't even believe him in the first place. It means you don't even trust him in the first place. For if you trust him, you will wait. Yes, you will wait. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be patient. Say, Father, help me to wait patiently for the fulfillment of your promises for my life. Help me to wait patiently so that I can glorify you. For I want to glorify you. Help me to be patient. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Pray like that. Say, Lord, help me to be patient. Help me to wait patiently for your promises for my life. For your will for my life. For your desires for my life. For your plans for my life. Help me, Lord, to be patient. Help me, O God. Help me, O Lord. Many of us, we prolong the fulfillment of these promises because we refuse to be patient. So all the other options you were trying keeps failing because you were not supposed to try those options in the first place. You were supposed to still wait. So the more you keep trying options, the more you keep prolonging the day of your visitation, the more you keep prolonging the manifestation of God's promises for your life, because you felt God is waiting too much, that is an error. Say, Lord, help me. Help me to wait patiently. Help me to wait patiently. Help me to wait patiently for the fulfillment of your promises and desires for my life. Help me to be patient. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? You're going to say, Holy Spirit, empower me. To do everything that will move my life forward. Yeah, you're going to say, Holy Spirit, empower me to do everything that will move my life forward. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, empower me to do those exercises. Those spiritual exercises that will move my life forward. Help me to do the things I must do that will release my progress, release my successes, release my prosperity. Holy Spirit, empower me to do them. Strengthen me to do them. Empower me to do them. From this moment onward, Holy Spirit, empower me. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, empower me. Holy Spirit, empower me. Holy Spirit, empower me to do righteousness. Empower me to be faithful. Empower me to do everything that will make me move forward. Thank you, Lord. Empower me, Holy Spirit. Everything that will release my progress and prosperity, empower me to do them, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I invoke the fire of God to consume forces of darkness from my bloodline, limiting my progress. Say, I invoke the fire of God. I invoke the fire of God to destroy forces of darkness from my bloodline. limiting my progress, limiting my success, limiting my breakthroughs, limiting my prosperity. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Ne jehate sashigaragala, ne dedebashigaragala. I invoke the fire of God. I invoke the fire of God. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. I invoke the fire of God to destroy powers of darkness, spirits of darkness, covenants of darkness, forces of darkness from my bloodline, limiting my progress, my success, my prosperity. I invoke the fire of God to consume them all. Jadikade shande helesheria. I invoke the fire of God, thank you, Lord, to consume them all. I believe you're praying aggressively. I invoke the fire of God to consume them all. Thank you, Lord. Curses from my bloodline, limiting my progress, be consumed by the fire of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You are still going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall. And destroy battles of darkness that have surrounded my life and destiny to stop the manifestation of my glory. You're going to say, let fire fall and consume battles of darkness that have surrounded my life and destiny to stop the manifestation of my glory. Let fire fall and consume them all. Open your mouth and pray like that. Let fire fall. Now shake it, deshenevala. Mahande kish de hey teshenevala. Let fire fall. Let fire fall. Let fire fall. Let fire fall. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Let fire fall and consume battles of hell, battles of darkness, battles of witchcraft that have surrounded my life, calling, and destiny, to stop the rising and shining of my glory. Let fire fall and consume them all. Right now in the name of Jesus. Right now in the name of Jesus. Let fire fall. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray? You're going to say, Father, stop me from doing things that will disconnect me from the glorious future you have planned for me. You're going to say, Father, stop me from doing things that will disconnect me from the glorious future you have prepared for me, the glorious future you have planned for me. Oh Lord, stop me from doing those things. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Even if it is, even if those things are the things I love to do, oh Lord, stop me from doing them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, stop me, oh Lord. Stop me, oh Lord. Stop me, oh Lord, from doing the things that will disconnect me from the glorious future you have prepared for me. Stop me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Stop me now. Stop me now. Thank you, Lord. Stop me now. By your mighty hand, stop me now. By your mighty hand, whatsoever I am doing, that will not guarantee the glorious future you have planned for me. Oh Lord, stop me from doing them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Stop me from doing them. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have three more prayer points before we round off the session. Yeah. You need to also know that greatness is not for the weak and for those who lack discipline. Yeah. A greatness is not for the weak and for those who lack discipline. Yeah, so you really need God to help you. Yeah, weakness is not in feeling weak. Yeah. Weakness is when you agree to be weak. Yeah. Everybody feel weak. Yeah. Everybody feel weak. And that is not weakness. The real weakness is when you agree to remain weak. Yeah. When you agree to remain in that weak state, that is real weakness. Yeah. When you feel like, I'm just tired. Yeah, I'm just tired. I can't kill myself. I think I'm just going to stop here. Yeah. When you do that, that is when you are weak. But when you say, no, I will not stop. I will press on. For I know I can do it. For I know I can achieve it. For I know I can succeed. When you do that, that is when you are strong. So weakness is not actually in the feeling. It's in giving up. When you give up, yeah, that is when you are weak. So you are going to pray. You must be disciplined to rise to greatness. You're going to say, I cast out of my spirit, soul, and body every spirit making me to settle for less. Every spirit making me to agree with weakness, I cast you out of my spirit, soul, and body right now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. That thing you are saying you can't do, it is a lie, you can do it. Yeah, it's a lie, you can do it. For you are able to do it. Say, I cast out every spirit in me that is making me to agree with weakness, to surrender with weakness. I cast you out right now. In the name of Jesus, I cast you out. Every spirit in me, every mind in me that is causing me to surrender to weaknesses, causing me to settle for less, I cast you out right now. In the name of Jesus. The height you think you cannot attain, you can attain it. Cast out that spirit. Continue to cast out that spirit. Say, I cast out every spirit in me, causing me to settle for less. To settle for nothing, to agree with weakness, to surrender to weakness, to surrender to my enemies. I cast out such spirit right now. Come out of my spirit. Come out of my soul. Come out of my body. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. As I have said, yeah, that you must be disciplined. Our greatness is not for people that procrastinate. People that say, I don't think I can do this today. Let me do it tomorrow. Let me do it next week. Greatness is not for people like that. You must be disciplined. You must discipline yourself. You must starve your pleasures
You must not give your body the pleasures it wants if you want to be great. So when your body wants to sleep, you must be able to refuse your body sleep. Yeah. When it is time to fast, you must be able to deny your body of food. So greatness is for people with discipline. People who have set certain standards for their lives, certain principles for their lives, and they are not willing to do otherwise. They are not willing to fail those principles. They are not willing to fail those standards. Greatness is for people like that. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I desire discipline in every part of me. And a lot of Christians today are too careless about life, about their life. Even so careless about their time. Yeah, and that is why they are not successful. Yeah. They are so unserious. Yeah, so unserious. You're going to say, Father, I desire discipline in every part of me. Help me to be disciplined. Help me to be able to withdraw pleasures from my flesh, from my body, because I need to achieve certain things. Help me to be able to deny my body of pleasures, because I need to do certain things. Oh Lord, help me. I'll begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Grace will be multiplied in your life if you are a man of discipline, if you're a woman of discipline. God will give you more grace if you are the type that discipline yourself a lot for, you know, to do good things, to do good works. Talk to God. Say, Lord, I desire discipline in my inward path. I desire discipline even in my body, soul, and spirit. Lord, help me to discipline myself concerning your will, concerning doing your will, concerning spiritual growth, concerning serving you, concerning being faithful. Help me to discipline myself. If you're always giving your body what your body wants, you don't want, it means you don't want greatness. You can't always give your body what it wants. I mean, even things that don't appear to be sinful. Yeah. You can't always give your body what it wants if you want to be great. Yeah, you can't always feed your eyes with movies if you want to be great. There are things you can't just always do. Great people, they just can't spend time doing certain things. Yeah, because they are men of discipline. Say, Lord, help me to be disciplined. Thank you, Lord. I desire discipline in every part of me. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point. Yeah. If you want to rise to greatness, you must love the way God loves. Very few people love the way God loves. Yeah. You must love the way God loves. Yeah, and the question is, how does God love? Let me ask you, how much do you love your enemies? To really understand how God loves, then you need to ask yourself, how much do I love my enemies? Yeah. Yeah, because if God really hates his enemies, he would not let the sun shine on both good and bad people. He would not let rain fall for the benefit of both good and bad people. Because he can actually do that. Yeah. He will not even allow Jesus to come and die on the cross when we were still sinners. Yeah, so to really understand how God loves, ask yourself, how much do I love my enemies, the people that seriously hate me? Yeah, if you can't love your enemies, you're not ready for greatness. Yeah. So you're going to ask for that grace. To love to the point that you even love your enemies and pray for your enemies and feed your enemies and bless your enemies. Until you begin to do that practically, you might not actually be ready for greatness. So therefore, you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, give me grace to love the way you love. If we claim to be children of the Most High God, then we must behave like our Father. We must love the way our Father loves. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, give me grace to love the way you love. The Father forgives even the worst sins are there some people who have offended you that you have refused to forgive? Then where is the love of the Father in you?
ask God to give you grace. In fact, God has even forgiven us before we sin against Him. Yeah, because immediately we repent, our sins are washed away. It means God is already waiting for us to repent, meaning that He has already forgiven us, just waiting for us to repent, and then we receive the forgiveness from Him. Yeah, so the question is, have you forgiven people even before they offend you? Have you forgiven them ahead, even before they offend you? That is what the love of the Father does. Has God to give you grace. So Lord, give me grace to pray for my enemies, to feed my enemies, to bless my enemies, to love my enemies, to love as You love. Give me that grace. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to stop here and I will be praying for you now. Yeah, before I pray for you, as we were praying, the Holy Spirit was ministering to me that some of you how do I explain it? Let's say you joined the prayer session and then along the line you slept off and you missed a lot of prayer points. Yeah. So by the time you woke up, maybe we're almost rounding up. You woke up. Now, the Holy Spirit was telling me that you're supposed to play the audio we sent to the platform and go and catch up with the points you missed. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Those points you missed because you slept off along the line. Yeah, you're supposed to go over the prayers again to catch up with those points and pray them. Yeah, that was what the Holy Spirit was telling me as we were praying. I hope you will follow the instruction. Let us pray. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank You because You are so faithful. Thank You for the blessings and helps You have already released into our lives. Thank You for You are preparing us for greatness. Thank You for You are already opening doors that will lead us into greatness. Thank You for putting Your favor and honor upon our lives. Be praised forever. In Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that according to the multitudes of Your mercies, hearken to every prayer we have prayed in Your presence right here this night. O Lord, hearken to our prayers and visit us in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the Lord shall visit you, and from the midst of your life shall come great signs and wonders. In the midst of your life, signs and wonders by the hand of God shall happen in the name of Jesus. Problems that have refused to be solved. I mean problems in your life that have refused solutions. I decree that right now, solutions shall come in the name of Jesus. I repeat, solutions shall come in the name of Jesus, and that problem shall disappear in the name of Jesus. The grace that you need at this time to excel very greatly, receive it now in the name of Jesus. The strength that you need at this time to do great exploits and achieve impossible things, receive it now in the name of Jesus. The power that you need at this time to oppress your enemies and beat them down, receive it now in the name of Jesus. The grace to love people that don't deserve to be loved, so that you can publicly show an example of the kingdom you belong. Receive that grace now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Amen.